Sunday Florentine evening, two men in evening hats, telling tales of the underground and fishing for rats. Policemen on the doozies, thank God they don't speak, and say no Michelangelo, he'll be here next week.
Crystal heels and chaperoned by a brother. They raise a glass of amber wine, take pictures of each other, of the policemen in the fountains and the sickle and the hammer. And they hail at Uncle Romulus with his walking cane and camera.
She looked like someone's girlfriend, she looked like a dream, she looked as unlikely as the people.
Sit by me, girl, for I breathe the breath out of you. Hush your mouth and cover your eyes, for I tell you part of you. He paid to have you painted in the company of angels, only to find you flooding you with Chico marks and perverted angles.
She looked like someone's girlfriend, she looked like a dream, she looked as unlikely as the people.
Patron saint of television smiles down from the shelf. Romulus can criticize, but he can't bless himself. He has a tin of pea green paint and a big roll of black tape to vandalize these obscenities, then make his escape.
She walked up to the nice policeman and asked him for a match. He saw Romulus approaching us without a safety catch. Then cut down her uncle, he was painted red and green, just as she was kidnapped in the people's limousine. She looked like someone's girlfriend, she looked like a dream, she looked so unlikely in the people's limousine.
There you go, passing themselves off as the Henry and Howard Coward. That's the Coward Brothers, and a single from back when Elvis Costello had his own label, record label, Imposter Records, and a thing called The People's Limousine. So basically, he and T-Bone Burnett went around the country and tried to kind of palm themselves off as these. They were doing lots of country covers, like You'll Never Take... what was it called? You'll Never Take Her Love From Me, the old Leon Payne thing, and Psycho and things like that from Leon Payne, and claiming that they wrote them themselves shamelessly, and which, I don't know, just appeals to me. Elvis Costello and T-Bone Burnett, the Coward Brothers, The People's Limousine, a single that obviously never got anywhere, because even here, it wouldn't be for that Jackie Myers, and from the album Third. Kind of jazzy, pop, R&B, easy on the ear. Not normally the stuff you'd associate with my program, but that track was called Secret. And before that, After Dinner and Reuben and the Dark, respectively. It's about 8 and a bit minutes past 7 o'clock. I'm kind of waking up now. I'm feeling a bit better. I was not feeling so great earlier on, but such is life. Music now, as ever, from Surfer Blood.
Thank you.
because although it's kind of chaotic, I like it. And there's a certain quality in these 7-inch singles that no one plays anymore, and no one played at the time, that just appeals to me. The Seculars from an EP, of course, because anything decent was on an EP then, and on Hi-Fi Records from Denver, Colorado, from several years ago, I would wager. I just like it. I just like it. Before that, 350 from the album Gently Among the Coals, a new album from them, Until Our Hearts Give Out, the track was called. And before that, of course, Surfer Blood and Instant Doppelgangers. I say of course because I always play Surfer Blood because I like Surfer Blood. That's how I roll. And they're from Florida, and they deserve far more attention than they've got from the national press and from everyone, basically. 7:21 on WMFO. My name is Charlie. Let's move along with this gent, Neil Holyoake, and the band is simply called Holyoake, from the album Second Son. This is Laughing Man.
Love.
Indeedy. Now that I really, really like. Title track from the album from the Echo Bombs, King of Uncool on their own Rubber Brother Records. And before that, Holyoke and Laughing Man from the album Second Son. We might well have some more from the Echo Bombs later on. I'd forgotten about that CD. It's been around for a little while. And I like it a lot. You're listening to WMFO. My name is Charlie. And as I said, hope you had a good week. I had an okay week, so I've had far worse, considering that my father is desperately ill. Other than that, you know, life goes on, I guess.
I tear apart the letters I start and dream about a kiss from the dark. And how we promised we'd always stay the same. You were the key to my heart. Beach bed, picking stars. Now we both feel sad for the love we couldn't have. I sat alone to wait by the phone in case you called when you got home, to say goodbye before I went away.
Big boom in Dakar. Oogie Woogie Rumble. In the back of Bangalore, I get complaints from Bondi Beach. What no longboard surf had come. I'll stand the rock steady on the British. Who juggles plates in Singstown City? Cause tonight, oh, we're the least of Finland Station. Hey, oh, Finland! Sunrise in Omaha. Oh, the skylights in New York City.
You're listening to WMFO on a Saturday morning with me, Charlie Sadaka, 23 before 8 o'clock now. Joe Strummer, the late Joe Strummer, and one of his many bands, Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros, from the album Global Agogo, and the title track from there from ages and ages ago. Before that, Rose Melberg and Dustin Riche, The Love We Could Have Had. And that was on an EP, a 7-inch EP in the days, from the days when they used to do 7-inch EPs, which I'm obsessed with, as you know. And because I'm obsessed with them, I'm going to play another track from it because I like it very much. Have a listen to this from a band called Papas Fritas. You're listening to WMFO.
Looking
That's the Vines from an album called Highly... That's the title track of the album, Highly Evolved, as I'm sure you know from years ago. Before that, Papa's Fritas, and a track called Here She Comes, and Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros before that with a track called Global A Go-Go, title track of the album. You're listening to WMFO. My name is Charlie, and here's a public service announcement for you. Numbers to think about. It's called... And the United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% currently of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. And you can expect that to increase. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio, where it's just coming up to 16 minutes before... 8 o'clock, when I will be disappearing out of here. Music now, from Jack.
When I hit it on the radio. been a prostitute too. Myself.
There you go, a single from the 80s, 90s. It could have been from any time in the 90s, really, couldn't it? Vivid was the name of the band, and Stand Alone. I just saw the 70s there, and I hadn't heard it for ages, so I thought you might enjoy it. Before that, The White Stripes, and the title track from the album Icky Thump, and The Vines, highly evolved title track from there, from 2002. You're listening to WMFO, one of the bands that, one of the artists that I've kind of followed for a few years, and I'm interested in is the next artist up, and he's called Tulipomania. It's basically a one-man band. He's just interesting, and that's all I have to say. He's just interesting. He does interesting music, and I like it a lot. This from the album This Gilded Age. This is Tulipomania.
Yeah.
from a 7-inch single, of course, the band called Dryer, and I like that a lot. That's, let me see, what's the title of that track? The title of that track was Kirsten's Revenge, and produced by Pete Donnelly, who I think you know. You know Pete Donnelly, right? He's the guy from... he's got his own band, and he's done a ton of stuff. And the name completely escapes me now. Anyway, you know who I'm talking about. He's a Brit, anyway. I don't know what he was doing producing that. It's on Tramp Records from way back, 1997. Maybe it's not the same Pete Donnelly, but I suspect it is. There's also Beef